This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 95, How to Work Harder and Smarter for IELTS.
In today's IELTS Energy episode, we're going to talk about, is it better to work for 3 hours or to study for 1 hour? What's best for you and how are you going to get the highest score?
Jessica, what's new in Portland, Oregon? What's going on out there in the West?
The summer concert and music series is going well. All the parks in Portland in the summer, in like July and August, they have like free music and movies in the parks. Like every night you can find free music. Yeah.
So cool. It sounds like Portland is a fun city to live in. I like it.
It's so fun. Oh my gosh.
And Boston's not too shabby either.
Oh, I'm sure.
Out here on the East Coast.
It's like a huge, vibrant university town. And like any university towns are fun. But your university town is like the number one university town.
Yeah, it is. I think we live in two of the coolest cities in the state.
Totally.
Like, I'm happy here. You know, New York was a little bit too much for me. It was a little too high energy.
Yeah.
Like, people are very busy. People are all business. Yeah. But here in Boston, people actually have a time to have a conversation with you if you're out in an event. You know, it's nice.
And then Portland's even slower than that. So, you know, pace of life is very important. Yeah.
You got to get that right fit. And that actually links to our topic today, Jessica. Understanding yourself and how you socialize, how you consume information, how you go about your life. What is your pace?
Exactly.
Right?
Like how, not, cause we talk about learning styles, you know, and like teacher training and you know, education.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about learning styles, but you know, you could also think of it as like study styles. What kind of studier are you? Is it better to, like the question asked, is it better to study for 3 hours or 1 hour? Right? Do you have that listener question? Wasn't she on our course?
Yeah, that's right. So we had someone from our course, a student in our course, the Three Keys IELTS Success System, who wrote in and asked if it's better to break up her study time into small chunks, right? Like 15 minutes, for example, similar to this podcast, or if it's better to sit down for 1 to 3 hours at a time to get that extended, deeper form of learning.
Yeah.
So that's a great question.
So,
I mean, how would we answer this question for a listener or for someone in our course, Jessica?
So
what do you think?
That's a great question. I think if you have to think about how you work best. What is your maximum time that you could sit and think about stuff? You know, I mean, for me, I think the longest that I can actually sit down and write, like if I'm writing a textbook, you know, that is very thought consuming. You are just focus the whole time. 2 hours is my maximum. And then I have to take a break. I have to go outside and go for a run. And maybe a couple hours later, I could come back and do another hour, you know, but I'm able to do that, even though that's not my preferred way. Honestly, like my perfect day is to have like an hour of writing in the morning and then, you know, have some lunch, get some exercise, and then an hour of writing in the afternoon. And then again, like go play a game and then like do an hour of writing before I go to bed. And that, you know, that really works
totally
for me.
I like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to know what works for us. And I'm sure, unfortunately, we don't have the research today to bring up into the show, but I know that there's been some research. And if I remember correctly, I feel like I've read that the average attention span really doesn't go much beyond 20-30 minutes when it comes to really sitting down and studying something like watching a video. And that's why in our course, most of our videos are about 20-30 minutes max. Isn't that right?
Yeah. They're easily consumable. I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, you know, you're talking about research that we've read, and I've also read that our attention spans are getting shorter, of course, because we're just flipping from, you know, site to site, from Facebook to Gmail to whatever English site that you want to study from, listen to a podcast, watch a movie. Like, you're just doing so many things at once that when you do decide to sit down and focus, you really have to turn all those other things off, you know, or else you're not going to get everything out of it. So if you are going to sit down with a textbook or a book in English, a podcast, whatever, don't like start listening to a podcast and then start checking your email and Facebook. Okay. Just focus on the podcast. Just focus on one task if you're studying or working for that matter.
Right. No, clearly, I think there's a difference between the amount of time that we spend consuming and the depth with which we approach the material, right? How deep are we going into the material? Again, we've said on this show many times that to move our score from a 6 to a 7 or a 7 to an 8, we need to go deep into that material,
exactly.
right? So that doesn't necessarily mean we need to sit at a desk for 3 hours,
exactly.
but what are we, right? As you said, Jessica, are you multitasking, going to your email, going to your app store, going to Facebook? No, right?
Yeah.
We don't want to do that.
This obviously is a difficult goal. Improving your English is not easy. So you have to be serious about it. It's not, you're not just like memorizing a couple words and you're done. I mean, this is a serious, like Lindsay said, in-depth goal. Passing the IELTS is a serious, difficult goal. So you have to be focused and you have to know exactly what you're studying. So don't try and study the whole test at once. Don't sit down and say like, okay, I'm going to practice my listening and then I'm going to write an essay. And then no, choose one goal, right? And say, I'm going to sit down for 1 hour and I am going to improve my reading comprehension. I am going to read this article for 20 minutes and then I'm going to write down everything I remember. And then I'm going to read it again and I'm going to look for new vocabulary words. Like use one resource and really use it to the full extent. Learn as much as you can from this one specific thing. And then you'll feel satisfied and you will feel tired. Your brain is going to be tired from working so hard. And then go out for a walk, you know?
Are you confused about where to start when it comes to preparing for IELTS? Do you need to get a 7 or higher? Guys, you can start with our free checklist. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN and you can download the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Go out for a walk. And, you know, a few months back, Jessica, we talked about the differences between active learning and passive learning.
Yeah.
And we know that for our philosophy here with IELTS, right, we believe in balanced practice. So a lot of our listeners, we know they want to also improve their general fluency. Mm-hmm. So we don't always have to be at the desk, right? So let's say we focus on IELTS for an hour at our desk. Then we go out and we take a run, but maybe we have the All Ears English podcast, the other podcast in our ears, and we're just passively taking in the sounds of English, right?
Yeah, which is great, which is awesome. I mean, any English you learn is good, right? any improvement is beneficial. So for sure, even just some music in English, find some music you like, and you'll be surprised after you listen to the song a few times, you will just start, like you said, just passively like, oh, wait, I understand that now. Like, oh, that's what they're saying.
Oh, totally. No, I mean, what I take away from this is that we need to know ourselves, right? And we can't lie to ourselves and say, oh, yes, I study best between 9 and 5 and I can sit at a desk and study for that period of time. I mean, we know that the working world doesn't go so well that way, right? Things are starting to break down in the business world, the corporate world. People are working from home and we're getting more effective and more efficient doing that on our own schedule.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was I was going to use that same word, efficiency. That's what everyone's concerned about right now is saving time, right? That's why we want those special apps that are going to help us have the best workout in 3 minutes. We want this, you know, like meditation app that will calm me down in 2 seconds. I don't know. But, you know, like the world doesn't exactly work that way. So be willing to put in the time. But again, think about using your time efficiently. So you're not going to sit down for 3 hours and learn a lot. It's impossible. Your brain can't take in that much information. So be willing to sit down for an hour and work as hard as you can for 1 hour. hour. Tire yourself out completely. Get sick of this article. Get sick of whatever you're looking at for 1 hour.
The strategy.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, and then take a break. And when you come back to it later and you're like refreshed, you're going to be surprised about how much easier this looks. How much, you know, if it's the strategy or, you know, whatever you're studying, it's going to make much more sense when you come back to it later.
I think so. And it's really about carving out that time in our day, right? We know that a lot of our listeners and a lot of the students in our course just maybe don't seem to have that time. But guys, you got to find the time, right? It's about you and you're rearranging your schedule. Maybe you have your spouse take the kids in the morning, right? And then you can spend that time, that breakfast time, studying with a coffee, right? Maybe you're up at midnight working. You know, it's a temporary situation, right? Mm-hmm. This is going to end, hopefully, when we pass the exam.
Yeah, but if you don't put in the time now, I mean, well, then what do you expect? Like if you're not going to work hard and practice now, you're not going to do well on the exam. And then you've just wasted whatever time you did put in. So exactly. So carve out some time, split it up into manageable chunks. You know, like I said, on my most productive days, maybe I could do a total of 4 hours, you know, but that is four like solid, really difficult, exhausting hours, but they're split up all throughout the day. They're all spread out. Yeah. And some days maybe I'll just do 1 hour, right? So really look at your schedule. What do you have time for? Choose one day where you're just going to work so hard. It's just full out 4 hours of study. And then maybe the next day, no study, right? And then
Yeah. Go back to what works for you as a person in terms of your studying, the way you like to consume information, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, wow.
So yeah, guys.
There's less to talk about here.
Just don't be afraid to work hard and don't waste your time. Okay. Quantity is not quality. Okay. I've seen, you know, I've seen students sit down and, put some headphones on and be like, okay, I'm going to learn English now. And they sit down for like hours. And I promise you, when they stand up, they're not any better at English than they were when they sat down. And then they're just like, their self-esteem is low and they're tired. Like it's a sad situation for everyone. So, be smart. Be smart about the time you invest, but work hard when you are working, right?
Oh, I like it. I like it. I think we should end on that piece of wisdom. I like it.
Awesome.
That's perfect. All right. Well, I'm glad we addressed this, Jessica. It's important because our listeners are busy, right? We're adults here. We're not kids. We don't have a lot of time, but our goals matter. Our dreams matter. And the IELTS exam is standing between us and our dreams.
Exactly.
So we've got to get past it. We've got to get past it.
You can do it, guys.
We can do it. We know we can. So guys, if you want to check out our course, go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and you can get a trial for 3 days for $1 and you can see if it's right for you.
Awesome.
All right. Jessica, thanks for hanging out.
My pleasure. Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.